Right, so this was, I had a little difficulty with preparing for this just because we're talking about the full assurance of faith, and that's really fits so well with thinking about the Lord's table that it, I almost had trouble narrowing it into something to talk about, because it's just like everything we've been talking about this week fits perfectly with thinking about the Lord's table and remembering the Lord. So I just wanted to look at some verses today about how we have assurance through the sacrifice of Christ, and how what we're thinking about now is Jesus' death and resurrection, how this affects us, and how this gives us confidence before God. So I'm not really going to go into Hebrews 10, though we could probably just read through all of that. We've been through that multiple times, so keep Hebrews 10 in mind, thinking about coming boldly to the throne of grace, and about coming through Christ, the way that God has set up through the veil into the holiest, and how we can approach God because we have a great high priest. All of these things are very, very applicable to this topic, but since we go there, I feel like I go there almost every week. I think we can go to some different passages and just keep Hebrews 10 in mind. Also, we sang "It Is Well" earlier, and I thought that was very fitting, thinking about, he says, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. And that is why it's well with my soul." Amen. So we're talking about the full assurance of faith. This is why we can have confidence before God, because we know that our sin is nailed to the cross and it's not on us anymore. We don't bear that anymore. All right, so Micah chapter 7, starting in verse 18, says, "Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion on us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old." So this is why we have confidence before God. This is why this time is so special for us, because we're remembering our sins being cast into the depths of the sea. This is the reason we can have any sort of confidence at all. And you think about the depths of the sea, and we know now that we've got a better idea of how deep it is than they did back in Micah's time. And it's just gives an excellent picture of how far God has removed our iniquities. It says in one place, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our iniquities from us." So this is how we can have confidence. Let me just say a reminder that this time is a time to be concentrating on Christ. This is a time when we focus on remembering our Lord. And so we should have no reservations feeling confident. We should have no reservations approaching God boldly, because we're not focusing on what we've done. Because our redemption has to do with what Christ has done. And so this is why we can approach this Lord's table. This is why we can have communion with each other and with God Himself. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, prophesies of the time we're in now. He says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem. and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. No, as it often is with these prophecies, you can see the two different layers of meaning, but we have received of the Lord's hand double for all our sins. It's been paid for so much more than Christ's sacrifice is more than adequate. And we're able to have comfort now because our warfare is accomplished. We can have confidence in approaching the throne of grace now. Colossians chapter 1 says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." We are, this time of remembering the Lord, we're able to come before the Father holy and unblameable and unreprovable. Because Christ is presenting us there in that way. So we remember the confidence we have because our focus is on Christ and because he is the one who's done the work for us. All right, so I wanted to look at a couple examples of reminders of our redeemed state. There are ways God uses to remind us, and there are things we can look at that remind us and help us have this confidence as we remember that we've been redeemed. And this goes all the way back. In Exodus chapter 12, Moses was giving instruction about the Passover. Exodus 12:21. "Then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of the house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you." So there was this symbol of the blood on their doorpost. And you can imagine that you could sort of step up to the door and look and see if it's still there. And that's a little bit what this time is about. We're remembering there's still blood on the door, so we're safe. So that's a little bit like what we're doing today. We're remembering Christ and we're remembering his sacrifice. It's like going and there's still blood there. We're still safe. In John chapter 20, remember Thomas had said that he wouldn't believe until he put his hands in the prints and in Jesus' side. Says, "And after 8 days again his disciples stood there within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God."
Amen.
Somebody was talking earlier this week about Daniel being the dissolver of doubts. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Jesus is doing here. He's dissolving doubts. We're able to... he invited Thomas to come see. And not all of this was unfolded at that point, but this is like a reminder. Yes, Christ has died, and yes, we are redeemed. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to find any specific references or specific confirmation of this in the scripture, but I think there's a good chance that that Jesus still has these wounds as reminders in heaven, so we'll know that we've been redeemed, and it's like a sign that our sin is paid for. Part of the reason I think that is because of Revelation 5, and it talks about the Lamb as it has been slain. So even in years to come, we will be in the, when we're in heaven, we've got this Lamb as it had been slain. So there's this constant reminder of why we can be in the presence of God, a constant reminder of our redemption. You have this idea too, and when Jesus is having the Lord's Supper with his disciples, and he said, I won't eat with you again until we do it in the kingdom of God. And so there's this whole expectant and looking forward nature of this time, is we're looking forward to doing it with Christ again. And it's looking back on the sacrifice that Christ has made for us, and looking forward of the communion that we will have with Him. Amen. So I wanted to read from Revelation here. It says, "And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, of the root of David, hath prevailed to open to the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." So you see this very keen awareness, even in this heavenly setting, of the Lamb being slain. And everyone knows that they are only there because of this Lamb.
Amen.
And there's this constant remembrance of the sacrifice of Christ and how that has redeemed us. This is His sacrifice is the only reason that we can be in heaven to even witness this. Jesus told us to remember him in this time, and we see this all through the scriptures, and we see little reminders we have to think back of our salvation, and we see that it's not about to stop. we're gonna be remembering the Lamb and His offering himself for us. We're going to be remembering this for ages to come. So this is really just the beginning. We're just beginning to remember and unpack the great salvation that God has given to us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we're so thankful for you sending your Son. We rejoice in the confidence that we can have, knowing that it's not about us.
Amen.
Knowing that we can come boldly before you because you have made it that way. And because you've invited us in and you've cleansed us. We're so thankful for that. And we dedicate this time to remembering you and just being thankful to you. So I'm going to pass out the bread and the cup and just hold on to it and we'll all take it together. So Jesus told his disciples that this bread is his body that was broken for us, and to do it in remembrance of him. And he said, the cup is the New Testament in his blood.